This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from,
speaking of PetroServe USA,
here's what I tell everyone.
You know where we're having lunch today, don't you, Kev?
Born by God's dear grace.
Exit 292 off I-94.
Best French dip I've ever had.
There you
go. And that's
go.
Saying something.
Yeah, exactly right. And guess what? Today in Valley City, you're going to get your wish. A little French dip sandwich. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience. I'm going to go with a made-to-order burger. Their Valley Meats burgers are unbelievable. I'll slap a little Swiss cheese on that. A little
toasted bun.
Onion, toasted bun, the whole deal. Exactly right. And what else we got going today? PetroServe USA, Shepherd's Pie on 45th Street, Tater Tot Hot Dish in Glendon, Salisbury Steak, MP Avenue, Tater Tot Hot Dish or Cabbage Rolls, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Hardware, don't forget, new car wash up there. It's beautiful. Coming soon to Castleton. The finishing touches are on that wonderful project, too. Going to be just wonderful. And Yulin, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. From the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Chad in Fargo is next on the program at 701-271-1100. What's on your mind, Chad?
Hey, Scott, thanks for having me on. I just wanted to let your audience know tonight at 7 p.m. at Bonanzaville, the Dawson Hall, the film End of the Rope will be presented. It's a North Dakota production. They shot everything here. The crew's from here. I believe the actors are from here. Don't hold me to that. But it is a story about, well, the story's from North Dakota. I don't want to ruin it, but it's original telling, and I think your audience would enjoy it.
I agree with you. I think they would enjoy it. I'm ashamed to say I haven't seen it yet myself, but I've heard great reviews about it. It premiered in Watford City, and my friend Brett Erdman, the late Brett Erdman from New Leaf Hospitality, great hotel developer, he is in that movie. He passed away earlier this year, but I tell you what, I can't wait to see it just to see him because he was so darn excited about the movie, and it is a great story. So yeah, so tell us again where it's at. It's out of Bonanzaville, Chad.
Sure. Yep. It's at Bonanzaville. I believe it's the Dawson Hall located there. I believe it is a free showing too, but don't hold me to that. But generally, it's $12 for adults when they do show films there. I guess it's for all ages, but perhaps the subject matter, it might just be a good for a date night.
Sounds good, Chad. Great suggestion. Thank you very much. Here's some more questions for us for President Trump. Kevin and I are leaving after the show today to head to Watford City for the visit of President. What is it, Watford City?
Rapid City.
Rapid City, wrong city. Headed for Rapid City, South Dakota.
It's one of those weeks. You said Wednesday earlier, too. It's Thursday. It feels like Tuesday or something. I don't know. Feels like Wednesday.
I'm messed up because of Labor Day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You totally relate.
Thursday already? What the heck is going on? Anyway, we're going to be there to cover the visit of the 45th president to Rapid City. Going to talk to Governor Kristi Noem about the visit coming up at the bottom of the hour. Looking forward to that. And we have said that we are efforting an interview with President Trump, and our request has been received and is being... I guess they logistics of those things are kind of crazy. Do we do it at the airport when he arrives? Do we do it at the venue?
Yeah.
Do we do it on the phone on the way there? I mean, there's a lot of different plans, so they're working on it for us. And we asked you to tell us what you'd like us to ask President Trump. And you can fax those in. You can text those in at 701-237-1590. Here we go. Number one, from a listener. Any plans on lowering the national debt and restrictions on future spending? Good question. Two, plans on stopping illegal migrants crossing the border, maybe canceling asylum requests altogether, except from war zones and eliminating birthright citizenship. Three, do you plan to remove the illegals rapidly? Four, do you plan on stopping crime sprees across the country? Five, plan on getting drugs off our streets and out of the country? Six, plans on helping the homeless, maybe cleaning them up and getting them the jobs the illegals are taking? All right.
I think it'd be yes to all of that.
Thank you very much. Keep them coming. Another listener says, hey, Joe Biden probably thought the applause was for him while he was exiting the Medal of Honor ceremony. I think he was probably thinking about what's for dinner. But listen to this lame excuse on why he left, because everybody, it's very awkward. If you haven't seen it, best I can describe, awesome story about a Medal of Honor recipient.
Vietnam vet.
Vietnam vet. He's on the stage. The medal's on. Everyone stands up. Applause, honoring this man, and the President of the United States at that moment walks off the stage, walks out of the room. And if you see it, it's the most awkward thing you've ever seen. But, of course, it was planned, according to KJP.
And yeah. He left as planned, as it was planned. He left when there was a pause in the program in order to minimize his close contact with attendees who are about to participate in a reception. And as you all reported that, noticed that he left when there was a pause in the program because, again, he wanted to minimize his impact on folks who were there.
What a joke that is. I mean, that's... You know, when you lie with abandon, what comes next?
I just.
We had a call from Ben earlier from. Saying, you know, we're Marxists. Well, that's what Marxists do. I mean, you know, we pay no attention to the man behind the curtain stuff. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. I just, it's embarrassing. And you know what? Bottom line, it's incredibly disrespectful to the recipient, to that gentleman that won the medal. And, I mean, to just walk off during a... Come on. Really?
Yeah, and by the way, this
has been tested again today.
I want to play Joe Biden again.
Oh, okay.
Because if we buy...
Thanks for the warning.
if we buy Karine Jean-Pierre's excuse...
Right.
That this was planned. It's planned. Planned for him to leave all awkwardly like that because of COVID. You don't want to have close contact with anybody. Well, then you'd think the guy would be wearing a mask.
Yeah.
While he is in the room.
Yeah. What?
And here's Joe on that from yesterday.
Yeah, clear across the board. But they keep telling me because this has to be 10 days or something, I got to keep wearing it. But don't tell them I didn't have it on when I walked in.
Yeah. Okay. So you're doing this for COVID. He's walking out of the room all awkwardly for COVID. But meanwhile, I don't even wear a mask. You just can't make this stuff up.
Well, again, it's all theater. It's all kabuki theater. Remember him sitting on the set of the Oval Office or whatever it was, getting his jab? I bet he never even got the jab. I bet it was some sort of placebo or some salt water, some saline or something. It's all nonsense. It's all theater.
Listener says, I have to comment on an article in today's forum by Zach Ecola. I don't know if that's how you say his name or not. It's Echola. But anyway, regarding SROs in school. True lies, says the listener. I've never heard anyone say they need to kneel on children or anyone else's neck. Complete freedom to use deadly force? I hope this guy gets sued by the police associations. Nothing but lies, and the problem is there are people ignorant enough to believe his BS. All right, so it must be a letter to the editor, not a reporter. And why does that name sound familiar? I think there have been other letters to the editor, but that name for some reason rings a bell with me, and I'm not sure why. But I'll dig into that, and we're going to talk with John Hinderacher, Senator of the American Experiment, about that very issue and how Minnesota's in a bit of a pickle right now because SRO, you know, stands for School Resource Officers, okay?
Yeah.
And the school resource officers are no longer allowed in the schools because of the limitations put on them by the Minnesota legislature in an education bill. So Republicans, school superintendents, school principals, law enforcement are saying, hey, fix this. The only way to fix it is with a special session. Tim Walz, the ultimate politician, quickly saw this was a freight train coming down the tracks at them. So he says, what? I want a special session. He agrees, okay? Guess what? None of the DFLers want it.
Yeah, no.
So they're not going to agree to it. So he can say he wants it. He can't even control his own Democratic Party and say, let's fix this before school starts. This is unbelievable.
It's like the crazy clown says, hey, let's go. And all the crazier clowns say, no. Yeah. We're not following you. You're not crazy enough.
Super producer reminds me that Zach, and his name is pronounced Ekala, ran for Fargo School Board as a Democratic Socialist.
Okay.
So.
All the people that you know, police bad, you know, police, they choke out kids with their knees on their neck, and this guy needs to saddle up and go, go to school, maybe go to, I don't know, North Minneapolis, go to North Minneapolis and North High there, and you go there for a while and see how that works out.
Yeah.
With your kumbaya and hugs and kisses and police bad. Yeah.
Very much so. Unbelievable.
Got to be kidding me.
I didn't see that, but thanks for pointing that out.
These are there to protect the kids.
Love our listeners.
Not hurt the kids or choke out the kids or kneel on their backs or their necks. That was a false narrative, too.
Listener says, wouldn't it be great if the Pinocchio nose thing was real?
Oh, right. Exactly.
Did you see Karine Jean-Pierre? Her nose would go to the end of the briefing room.
Oh, yeah. Poke eyes out with that thing.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. Okay. We got a text from a person at the Anderson Funeral Home in Rugby. Do you remember yesterday somebody called and was upset that a hearse from Anderson Funeral Home had parked in a handicapped spot and caused this person to walk?
Yep.
We have a response on that. So we are going to let you know what's happening with that. Yeah, yeah. Response from the Anderson Funeral Home on that when we come back and what's on your mind. So stay tuned for that. 701-271-1100 to call us. Talk with John Hinderrocker from the Center of the American Experiment about this SRO fiasco in Minnesota as we continue. These days, you can get a car wash in about every corner. But at Petroserve USA, you'll get a great car wash. And you can come on inside for some hot stuff, personal pan pizza, some cookies, some muffins, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, and fill up all in one stop. Brand new to Harwood, North Dakota, the all-new Petroserve USA car wash. Check that out. Coming soon to Castleton, too. It's a trifecta. Great fuel, great food, and a great car wash all in one. Petroserve USA. Petroserve
USA. With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming September auctions include 600 acres in Stutzman County, 140 acres in Grand Forks County, 289 acres in Cass County, 709 acres in Trail County, 160 acres in Ransom County near Lisbon, and many more land and equipment auctions in Barnes, Ward, McLean, Renville, Towner, Walsh, Morton, Burleigh, and Burke Counties. Call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 for view all these land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 20 past the hour. And as I mentioned before the break, we heard from the Anderson Funeral Home in Rugby. And Hallie is on the line from the Anderson Funeral Home. And I understand you're a regular listener to the What's On Your Mind program in Rugby. Is that right?
Yes, I am.
Well, we appreciate that very much. And yesterday you were even listening to the program, but you didn't happen to hear the gentleman that called in upset because a hearse was parked in the handicapped spot. And he said there are other spots open, you know, around there, but he had to walk a long ways. And one of the listeners said, well, if there was an open spot, next to it. Why wouldn't he have just parked in that spot? But explain this. Is this something that happens from time to time in funerals to get better access to the church, or what exactly happened in this case?
Right, and we don't take up, you know, all the handicapped, and we are also very willing to valet park, or we accommodate the handicapped the best we can. But we are also honoring somebody's loved one and the family that we're serving, and so we're accessing them too. So after the funeral, when we process to the cemetery, when we leave the church, you know, the casket or the urn is brought to the vehicle, and then the family's parked right behind our vehicle. So when we leave to go to the cemetery, which is also escorted by the police, the family is right behind us. And then we just, so it's a nice, smooth transition from the church to the cemetery.
But did you say there were other handicapped?
Leave.
Sorry.
There were three other handicapped spots.
Okay. There were
at that church. Two right next to us, and then on the other side of the sidewalk, there's one or two there also.
Okay. Got it. So.
And also, we watch, and there was not, the two next to us, there wasn't anybody parked in those two spots or in the one on the other side of the sidewalk.
Yeah, makes sense. Well, we always appreciate hearing the full story. So, obviously, this gentleman was upset, and I understand that you were told that he was upset and went out to talk to him, but he was gone. So, hopefully...
Right, because we'd be happy to discuss that and accommodate anybody in any way we can. Because, there again, we're here to serve our families and the loved one that they're honoring, as well as those that are coming to the funeral.
And you do it well. Thank you, Hallie. We appreciate that very much.
Thank you very much for my call.
You bet. Thanks for the call. Hallie Anderson with the Anderson Funeral Home in Rugby. That became a whole hot topic yesterday with people parking in handicapped spots when they're not supposed to be. But I think this one makes perfect sense, honestly. So if that gentleman's still upset, call back. You'd like. Hey, Watford City's new lumber yard is now open. Elite Cabinets and Building Supply has a wide variety of lumber, drywall, and insulation, plus a complete paint and color match service. Get ideas at our design center, and we'll put the materials together from there. And did we mention lots and lots of power tools, Milwaukee and more? Tell us what you want to see on the shelves, because after all, the store is your local hardware store. And they're hiring in the lumberyard, too. Stop in and apply. Elite Cabinets and Building Supply, just east of downtown on 23. John Hinderrocker from the Center of the American Experiment is here. Welcome back, John. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday to you, Scott.
So I see that Tim Walz heard the message about this SRO thing being a bad, bad deal for the Democrats and agrees to a special session, but his caucus isn't going for it, so he can't even convince other Democrats that this needs to be fixed. What's going on with this?
Well, this is the inside story, Scott. The Democratic House caucus is rumored, is reported to have met on Labor Day and decided that they wouldn't go along with changes in this law, because they like the fact that school resource officers, police officers, are being pulled out of the schools, because this law that got passed, really with no debate, with no law enforcement input, no testimony in a committee hearing about what this is actually going to do, and now something like 40 jurisdictions have pulled police officers out of the schools. Well, the fact is that is fine with the House Democratic Caucus. They like that. And so they've decided they're not going to go along with changing the law. So Tim Walz is kind of between a rock and a hard place. He said he was open to a special session, but I don't see how they can have a special session if the House Democrats don't want one.
And isn't that a failure of Governor Tim Walz? You can't convince the Democrats who you rammed all this legislation through for? I mean, To me, that's about as bad as it gets when the governor says, let's do this, and the Democrats said, no, we don't want to do this. Wow.
Well, I'll tell you, Scott, there is this radical anti-law enforcement ideology that has been unleashed. And these House Democrats and Senate Democrats, too, it's not only the House, you know, they subscribe to this radical anti-police ideology. That's what's going on here. I mean, this legislation that they passed with zero input from law enforcement effectively makes it impossible for a school resource officer to do his job. And that's the issue. And you know, you can contrast that with North Dakota, Scott, where we had that real outpouring of support for North Dakota law enforcement after that officer was killed and a couple of others shot by that gunman. A very different response in Fargo, in North Dakota. But in Minnesota, you know, we've got legislators who absolutely subscribe to the anti-law enforcement ideology.
I might be naive here, but as a native Minnesotan, I have to think the vast majority of Minnesotans, Republican, Democrat, Independent, pay attention to politics, don't pay attention to politics, would not agree with the DFL majority that says we're okay with school resource officers not being in schools. We want them out. I mean, that's got to be an 80-20 issue for Republicans, wouldn't it
be? Well, one would think so. And you can tell that, by the way, from the fact that the defenders of this legislation misrepresent what the legislation does. They want to talk about chokeholds, right? This is not about chokeholds. That is not the issue at all. And so they have to misrepresent the issue in order to try to explain their position. You know, less than a year ago, a student was murdered in the hallway at Harding High School, stabbed to death in the hallway after Harding High School kicked out their school resource officers, kicked them out, and a student was knifed to death. And then they said, oh, I guess we better bring that SRO back, right? And I'll tell you, Scott, I mean, if we have similar incidents in any of our public schools, well, this problem remains unaddressed. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think the voters are going to like it.
Oh, I can't even wrap my mind around it. I really can't. I just think this is, and by the way, Senator Rob Kupek, in an important district to the DFL in Moorhead, you best talk to your House colleagues about this and Governor Walz and figure it out, because it's on you. I mean, if this is a DFL problem, every DFLer elected in Minnesota is responsible to turn that tide and get this thing changed. This is ridiculous. Schools are starting without school resource officers. And you can go through all the what-if scenarios, and we've seen many examples of it on a national stage. We know it can happen. Well, what if one of those incidents happens in a Minnesota school while there is no school resource officer there, and they have to be called, and the response time obviously is delayed? This is just absolutely ridiculous. What do you suggest people do, John, about it?
Well, one thing they can do is go to our website, AmericanExperiment.org. We are enabling, if you go to Take Action, the Take Action tab at the top of the page, where it'll probably just pop up if you haven't been there for a while. You can go to a page where you can send an email to Governor Tim Walz saying, we got to fix this problem. We got to have a special session. So that's one thing people can do. At noon, a week from today, we're going to have a webinar. Dave Zimmer, who's our public safety policy fellow, is going to be hosting it along with both some legislators and some law enforcement people. You can learn all about this issue week from today, noon webinar. You can sign up at AmericanExperiment.org.
AmericanExperiment.org. They're also in North Dakota doing great work. AmericanExperimentND.org. John Hinderlocker, the president of this fine organization, Center of the American Experiment. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Scott. Have a great day.
Governor Kristi Noem, when we come back on What's on Your Mind, have you seen those ads? They're working, my gosh. Plus, how she got President Trump to come to Rapid City tomorrow. We're talking estate planning with Mark Wagner, ND Estate Services. Mark, what are the deciding factors when people determine their estate plans?
Scott, age, marital status, and even wealth are not a determining factor when it comes to setting up your estate plan. The determining factor is, number one, if you don't want to have any court oversight of any titleable assets or any numbered accounts, you need to consider the benefits of a revocable living trust to have a private, peaceful settlement for your family each and every time, guaranteed.
That avoids probate, but it also minimizes taxes, doesn't it?
It does minimize taxes. The kids all receive a stepped-up basis on your investments and also on your personal titleable property that's been properly funded into the trust. Absolutely.
Call Mark to find out more at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, ndestateservices.com in Minnesota and North Dakota. Mark Wagner. Thanks, Mark.
USA News Update. Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville blasting yesterday's announcement of a new round of $1 billion in aid to Ukraine. Rescuers rushing to save an American man trapped in the third deepest cave in Turkey. They were able to get Mark Dickey 6 units of blood. His condition currently stable. He is able to walk on his own. President Joe Biden's administration finalizing plans for a program it argues it argues will further reduce air pollution from heavy-duty engines and vehicles across the United States. But truckers are arguing the proposed standards will crush the supply chain and put the American food supply at risk. A health alert has been issued by the CDC for reports of a fatal bacterial infection that thrives in warm coastal waters. Corey Myers, USA News.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What's on your mind? 28 before the top of the hour, brought to you by PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience awaits. Maybe a car wash. Fill up. All in one spot. Can't beat that deal. Today for lunch, tater tot hot dish or cabbage rolls, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. 12th Avenue and I-29 Sloppy Joe's. NP Avenue, Salisbury Steak. Glendon has tater tot hot dish. Shepherd's Pie at the 45th Street location. PetroServe USA. Home cooking. Grab and go convenience. Governor Kristi Noem joining us in just a moment. Have you seen these ads that are running all over television talking about the jobs available in South Dakota? Kev, have you seen these?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. In fact, I just saw one this morning. I'm getting ready out of the electrician one.
I have that here. So
she's in the dark.
This is a little bit visual.
It is.
But it starts out, she's in the dark, and is talking, and then the lights go out again at the end. Listen to this.
Let's look on the bright side. South Dakota stayed open for business during the pandemic. Now we've got more jobs than people. So I'm filling in until you get here. South Dakota's the freest state in America and the best state to live, work, and raise a family. We accept most out-of-state professional licenses, and we have over 20,000 open jobs, including for electricians.
South Dakota, freedom works here.
No, I'm a lousy electrician.
Pretty good actress, though. You know, not bad.
Unbelievable.
Yeah?
And she's been a dentist, and she's been a plumber, and, you know, all these different ads. It's just really phenomenal. I think it's a brilliant marketing campaign.
I was just going to say, talk about being proactive.
Yeah, and I'll bet it's working, too.
Oh, no question.
Fill those jobs, tell people about them, get them to move in. Think if you live in Minnesota right now, and you see what's happening. And you own a business, and all of a sudden now these onerous rules of, you know, hey, if somebody wants to leave, they can leave. Unbelievable. Hey, Daniel, I understand that the governor's on hold on the VIP line, so if you could grab that quick. Says she's on hold with the front desk. Who's front desk, I wonder? Interesting. We'll let Mr. Super Producer work this one out, but I think... what I'm going to do, Kevin, is have him call your line. How about that? Where did Kevin go? Oh, he's checking with the front desk. All right. Let's try this. Kevin, your VIP line is 4220, right? Mr. Kevin Flynn?
Yes, sir.
Sorry, folks, for the inside baseball here. We're trying to hook up Governor Noem.
Our front desk.
Is your VIP 4220?
No.
What is your last four digits of your VIP?
Our front desk is 4220.
Okay.
There we go.
There we go. All right. Exactly right. Governor Kristi Noem, sorry for the hassle on the connection. Great to have you back on the program. How are you?
I'm glad to be with you. Yes, you're a big deal, important person. It's hard to get through to you, Scott. We got to get through all your security details to talk.
We got Lily Tomlin working the switchboard downstairs, I think. One ringing diggy.
Actually.
Yeah. While we were waiting, we played your electrician ad, which is a great one. These ads are just unbelievable. I smile ear to ear every time I see them.
You got some acting chops, Governor. I'm saying.
Hey, well, tell the world. I'm going to have to be employed when I'm done being governor here. No, that was a fun one to shoot because we actually shut the lights off on the Capitol Dome and all around it. So it was kind of fun to do that. And you know, people do need something to laugh about and to be happy about. And everything tends to be so dark and depressing these days that they kind of need to remember there's opportunity here and that in South Dakota, you know, we can wake up in the morning and be happy.
Are they working?
Yeah, they are. You know, that's the thing is we have had thousands and thousands of people that are going through the process to move their families here to South Dakota. I think we've had over 6,000 applications that are working with our different job service caseworkers that are doing this. And just in the few, I think in 2 months, we've been running these ads. That's incredible. It's been by far the most successful marketing campaign the state of South Dakota has ever done. And, you know, people that are moving here, you know, it takes a while to plan to move too, but already we've had thousands that have made the trip, packed up their families, connected with the business and are in our apprenticeship programs or working a job that they didn't think was possible while they're getting a new skill set or training and getting benefits and retirement packages. It really is a wonderful thing that we've got going here that we just needed to tell our story.
I heard a rumor, and you're going to have to knock this down if it's not true for us, but I heard of the 6,000 applicants, 3,000 are from Minnesota.
You know, that's what I expected. I really expected that. The number one state, of course, is California. But, you know, I also, that's, you know, quite a climate change for those folks. The second largest state that we're recruiting people from is Florida. And then three is Texas. So, you know, these are states, I expected it to be Wisconsin, Michigan, Minnesota, people who, you know, are Midwest folks that just are looking to not have to pay an income tax, not have to pay such high taxes, wanted more, less mandates, more freedom. But people are like picking up from across the country and bringing their families here, and they love it. That's the thing.
We've
got incredible testimonials of people that are moving here.
That's great. Well, congratulations again. It's wonderful. Here's the new one. Folks might not have heard this one yet or seen this one yet, but here's the new one that's out now.
I'm Governor Kristi Noem, and I'm still talking about all the great job openings in South Dakota. I've even been lending a hand, and I wasn't very good at it. But thankfully, thousands of freedom-loving Americans responded and are moving here to pitch in. But there's always room for more. So come work in South Dakota, the freest state in America. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got my real job to do.
South Dakota, freedom works here.
Oh, my goodness. You can see those at freedomworkshere.com, too. They've got them all archived. But that's the freest state in America. You wear that proudly, don't you?
Well, I do, because I think that what we've done here, you know, we did based on our American foundational constitutional rights, but it wasn't easy. You know, we've been constantly attacked for not doing what every other state did. And we were constantly attacked for not mandating business closures and masks and vaccines and for even, you know, just going after conservative principles in our state. And, you know, our state's pretty populous, too. It's not like we're the reddest state in the country. We're getting more and more there. But that's the thing that I think is remarkable is I'm proud of it because our people did it together. Overwhelmingly, I said, I'm going to trust you. We're going to use personal responsibility. We'll get through this together. And people did incredible things the last few years. And then when the rest of the country was shutting down and right now everybody's tightening their belts, getting ready for a recession and talking about inflation, and said South Dakota, I said, we're going to put the pedal down and go hard and grow our businesses now, do the exact opposite of what every other state is doing and tell our story. Because I think the state that has the workers is the state that wins. And this marketing campaign specifically targeted people in this country that agree with our values. You know, we did a lot of information gathering on folks before we invited them to come to South Dakota. We didn't want them to come here and change us. We wanted people that were like-minded, that were tired of living in these lawless cities, tired of living somewhere where the government was taking half their money, and said, come be here with us because you will love having people in your community that actually agree with you.
It's such a successful campaign. Donald Trump is heeding it and coming to your fine state tomorrow. Way to go. How'd that all come to be?
Well, we were looking for an opportunity to have an event to raise some funds for our state Republican Party. The chairman's a good friend of mine, and we were talking about that. And I said, well, he said, how about if we do a dinner and invite people to come, presidential candidates and folks to come as their special guests? And I said, that'd be great. And, you know, Scott, the interesting thing is that, you know, we asked quite a few people and they said no. Other candidates said no, we need to be in Iowa, New Hampshire. We can't be there. We can't make it a priority. And as soon as we talked to President Trump, he said, I'll be there. I mean, he said, yes, I'll be there. And South Dakota's fantastic, and picked a date within a couple of days. And he committed to it. And I think that is what is so remarkable about President Trump is that he shows up. He shows up for everybody. You know, he doesn't say you're not important right now. You're an insignificant small state. He knows that the people out here love him and that we're important. It should be considered equally as important as other states, and he's going to be here. So I think that's absolutely amazing, and why people like Donald Trump is he doesn't just making political decisions. He's doing the right thing.
So if folks listening still want to take this in, is there a chance they can get in still?
No. I know that sounds terrible, but this event is sold out, you know, like within the first day or two. Then we figured out a way to get a few more people in the door, and it sold out again within the first 24 hours. So I don't know how we get more people in the doors. And I think it's even a little bit oversold. So maybe they might have to call around and see if they've got somebody that wants to adopt them for the day that has an extra ticket. But, you know, they should stay tuned to the state Republican Party, you know, website or Twitter feed. I'm sure that if there does happen to become a few available, that we'd be making sure they get in. But we've got a waiting list already.
And tickets started like at $25, right? I mean, you made this economical for folks to be able to go.
Yeah, we wanted it to work everybody to get the chance to come see President Trump if they wanted to. So, yeah, that's the general admission tickets, and it's going to be the largest fundraiser in the history of the state. We believe with what it's bringing in for revenue to help the Republican Party. And so we wanted to make sure everybody could get in. It's in a hockey arena out there at the Monument at the Civic Center in Rapid City. And, you know, it'll hold 6,500, 7,000 people. So it'll be a good crew.
Wow. And by the way, those general admission people, let's take bets on when they get in line.
I bet they're in line now. I'm serious. I bet they are.
Well,
there might be.
We're coming from North Dakota. We're packing up after the show, and we'll be there. We're going to be broadcasting this show and Kevin's tomorrow morning right there from the Monument parking lot. So we'll be talking to them. Those folks line up. It'll be a lot of fun.
Well, we'll have a few special speakers that have participated and helped the Republican Party. The Attorney General, Marty Jackley, will be there. Josh Hader will be there. The lieutenant governor is going to be there, and so it'll be fun to see so many of our elected officials and people in the state there and get them together, too. That's the thing. This is about fellowship, too, and remembering during this divisive Republican primary we have for the presidential race that it's our shared party platform and what we believe that really can bring us together and help people remember we got a lot more in common than what we're arguing about today.
Yeah, so well said, and a message that really needs to resonate all across the country. Short break. We'll come back, talk about Governor Noem sending more troops to the border to help with that mess, and also a little bit about the CO2 pipelines that are proposed for South Dakota. I want to talk kind of big picture on that and just what role CO2 management can play in energy and ag in the future. When we come back on What's on Your Mind.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. 2, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA, Home Cooking, Grab and Go Convenience, also H.A. Thompson and Sons. Remember, indoor air quality. When you hear the White House, saying pushing masks, you know they're trying again on COVID. There's one way to just opt out of all of it, and that's have great indoor air quality. And the folks at H.A. Thompson & Sons can do it, been doing it for over 100 years for folks all throughout North, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. Find out more at hatandsons.com. Continuing our chat with the governor of the great state of South Dakota, Kristi Noem, with us today on What's On Your Mind. I want to ask you about this debate that's sort of raging over CO2 pipelines right now. I know you have a couple projects proposed in South Dakota. I want to just talk big picture here a little bit about how necessary it seems to me this is for the ethanol industry and for corn farmers to have some sort of a carbon management solution. In our case in North Dakota, enhanced oil recovery. 2 CO2 pipelines exist right now. Been perfectly safe. And to have enhanced oil recovery means a lot for the tax coffers for sure. But also the geology to be able to store it, which is one of the reasons like the Summit plan is coming through here. Do you agree this is necessary? We need to play this game, so to speak?
Well, I look at it as an opportunity that we have to use our advantages to an even higher level. You know, that's something that people are debating back and forth right now. But, you know, our ethanol and ethanol investors, you know, these farmers and ranchers that signed up to invest in these ethanol plants, and then all of us with that renewable energy fuel and how important it is to our all of the above American energy supply chain. You know, this is a huge opportunity to not just help them be more profitable, but help us have a much more stable energy supply. So that's a great opportunity. And, you know, really it's us, I think, in South Dakota and people that live here, recognizing that other states have imposed green energy mandates on them. There's companies in other states that have to pay carbon credits to comply with their state regulators, that this is something that, while that's nothing that would ever happen here in South Dakota or up in North Dakota, we can use that to our advantage to put more money in the people's pockets that live here in South Dakota as well. So I do know that I've always been a private property rights governor. I've always, you know, I'm with the landowners on the fact that they need to be, you know, have agreements that they like, that works for them, and have good faith negotiations. And so that's been part of the debate in all this. We'll see how it ends up with the regulatory side with some of their permitting access here in our states. But it is an opportunity that, you know, those who are invested in the ethanol industry, those of us who care about renewable energy, and even those in North Dakota that will have the ability to store this product, it will be a huge benefit to them economically.
I see there's a $1 billion investment proposed for South Dakota to build that sustainable aviation fuel plant. That's the kind of example of development that would not happen unless you have some sort of carbon solution, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that is a project that we're watching closely. I think they're out there trying to build equity right now to get it built and have a groundbreaking. So, you know, that's a project we've been talking about a lot, because that's the potential that we have. You know, it needs to get off the ground, and we're looking forward to them, you know, getting that process going.
How have you viewed the debate? It seems to me that you have some activist landowners that while they're in the minority, they're very loud, they're making a lot of noise, they oppose it. And I'm with you. I mean, the landowner decides they don't want to do this, God bless them, don't do it. But it seems to me we're engaging in a lot of scare tactics. Are you think the truth is being bent here a little bit in some of these arguments?
You know, I know it is. I've studied a lot of this, what's happened with several landowners, and some of it, you know, we've had multiple conversations with those who work at Summit and Navigator, and talk to them about how they're interacting with landowners. And they did not start this process right. But some of these stories that we're hearing just are not true. They're absolutely not true. And we've some of the landowners that have been the loudest and been more out there in the press and talking, when you go to check the facts of the situation, it's just is not the truth. So that's the hard thing with the public, because you don't know who to believe half the time. But, you know, we do want to make sure that we're not imposing on private landowners' rights, making wise decisions, but also recognizing the importance of renewable energy. It just is a fact. You know, South Dakota, you know, 80% of our energy here is renewable. And we didn't do it by mandates. We didn't do it by pushing people around. We've done it through showing people the benefits it can provide and drive down our energy costs and help us take better care of our families. That's the approach that we need to be doing, and that's what we've encouraged Summit and Navigator to keep working through, that kind of a process with these landowners.
Yeah, I couldn't agree anymore. That's part of American energy dominance. We want it back. We'll hear a little bit about that tomorrow night in South Dakota from President Trump. Last quick thing, and I only have about a half a minute for an answer, but you're sending troops to the border again. Why?
Yep, they're there. They've been there about a week now, and we sent some last summer as well to help out for a couple of months, because Greg Abbott asked, and we recognize that this is a huge national security concern, and South Dakota is being impacted by it every day. Every day I'm living with increased drugs and human trafficking in our state. The cartels have set up a presence on our reservations to funnel these drugs throughout the Midwest. It is a dangerous, dangerous situation for our residents that live in our state, and I'm going to do all I can to keep them safe. The fact is that President Biden doesn't care about the law. We don't need new laws in order to fix the situation at the southern border. He just has to care and respect the current ones that we have, and this wouldn't be happening. So we'll do what we can to help. I'm thankful for our guard and our families who make such sacrifices to go be down there and partner with the Texas National Guard and Border Patrol, but it is a situation that will not be fixed until we have a different president. It will not be fixed with President Biden, and that is, he is fundamentally remaking our country.
You're so right.
Definitely an agenda that he has.
Listener says to tell you, when you can't run for governor anymore in South Dakota, beg her to move to North Dakota, just so you know. You are loved in North Dakota as well as South Dakota. Governor Kristi Noem, thank you so much. See you tomorrow.
Thank you, Scott. Have a wonderful day.
God bless, folks. See ya.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.